From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. The Alaska Federation of Natives announced in a news release Wednesday that the 2020 annual convention will go virtual. KNBA's Trip Krause reports on how the decision was made out of safety concerns over the coronavirus.
According to a statement from Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka, she says, quote, "It was a really tough decision, but the health and safety of our delegates, participants, and attendees comes first," end quote. According to the news release, the virtual convention will be scheduled October 15th and 16th. There will be no in-person portion this year, but the virtual convention will include live presentations and pre-recorded videos from Native leaders and state and federal officials. Alaska House Speaker Bryce Edgman will deliver the keynote address. Later in the release, Kitka writes, quote, "Never has the need for responsive, transparent governance been more apparent than this year, with the COVID-19 global pandemic continuing to impact all Alaska communities," end quote. The theme for the 2020 convention is Good Government, Alaskans Decide, and a nod toward Census 2020 and the upcoming elections. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.
This fall, students headed to the University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka will be able to enroll in a new Associate of Art degree program. It's part of a larger vision that's been in the works for several years to establish a Northwest Coast arts hub. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
The new degree program is a partnership between the University of Alaska Southeast, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The agreements were signed a few years ago, but it's taken some time to line everything up. Kari Gruven, the art director at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, says there's a lot of room for growth.
We're at a really great milestone now that it exists in the first place.
The program is a two-year art degree with a focus on Northwest Coast Indigenous art. As part of the new program, students are required to take an intro course into relevant Native languages. Then, there are hands-on art classes to choose from, like Northwest Coast basketry and carving. Some of the courses have been offered before by the university, and some are brand new. For instance, acclaimed weaver Lily Hope is teaching an online class about career development as an artist. Students enrolled in the program will have the option to transfer credits to the university in New Mexico if they want to pursue a bachelor's degree. Gruven thinks this kind of comprehensive academic offering is long overdue. She says many people are familiar with the region's formline design, but the associate's program is a way to gain a deeper understanding.
In a way, the associate's degree provides a starting point for that journey.
With COVID-19, some of the courses will be offered online and some will still happen in person in accordance with the university's pandemic plan. And in the future, students will be able to experience some of these classes on a brand new campus. Sea Alaska Heritage has already started breaking ground on a 6,000 square foot facility in downtown Juneau. It's being designed to house big projects like canoes and totem poles. The campus is slated to be completed sometime next year. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.
Alaska ranks among the top quarter of states with STD cases. Its syphilis outbreak began 2 years ago, and cases continue to rise. As Claire Stremple with KHNS reports, the COVID-19 pandemic has prevented public health professionals from getting a handle on the sexually transmitted disease.
State epidemiologists recently reported the largest number of syphilis cases ever in the state, and there are online records going back to the 70s. Nearly 250 people reported syphilis cases in 2019, more than double the cases the year before. Then came COVID-19.
People don't stop having sex just because there's a pandemic going on.
Susan Jones is a registered nurse and the HIV-STD program manager for the state's epidemiology department.
The pandemic being kind of full scale and operational, it's interfered with public health's ability to respond to the ever-increasing number of syphilis cases. And so the message needs to get out so individuals who are at risk for having syphilis know that they need to go in and get tested and treated.
She said some people who should get tested may be avoiding clinics and hospitals right now. And public health's best weapon against syphilis is contact tracing. But lately, the department is overwhelmed by COVID-19. Jones's epidemiology section is now a surge center for COVID-19. So staff that usually work on STDs are fighting the coronavirus. Jones said she had to pull some staff off of pandemic work and back into syphilis prevention. But she said COVID-19 is not to blame for the spike in cases last year. Federal funding for STD prevention has declined, and the state's department hasn't grown either.
You know, I think that the structure of public health has been diminished over the years. If you look at the section of nursing and the depletion of funds and staff in the section of nursing, that has negatively impacted our ability to control outbreaks.
Syphilis is easily treatable. It's a bacterial infection usually transmitted by sexual contact. Symptoms can be a painless sore, usually on a mucous membrane like lips or genitals. There's also usually a rash. But those go away, and some people may not know they have it. But if left untreated, it can affect the heart, brain, and other organs. Syphilis in Alaska cuts across all age groups, from teenagers to senior citizens. Heterosexual people account for most of the cases. A third of last year's cases also reported using methamphetamine or heroin. A quarter of the cases had been homeless and a quarter incarcerated. Jones says it's much harder to do outreach for certain at-risk populations because she doesn't see patients in person.
That's been the biggest barrier for us.
That's Jones, the state public health nurse again.
Before, we were going out into the field. We were going out to where we could find individuals or places where individuals would hang out and offer a free outdoor testing clinic in the park or someplace like that. We've even gone into homeless camps, and we're not doing that now. So there may be people that are undiagnosed.
Those undiagnosed people are why her estimate is that this year's syphilis case count will be even higher. If the current trend continues, she says this year's count could be closer to 300 cases. And it's not just an Alaska problem, although the state does have a high rate of STDs. Combined rates for syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea are at an all-time high in the rest of the country, too. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.
To get tested, the Juneau Public Health Center does provide STD testing. Alaska is now the first in the country in the number of coronavirus tests per resident. Governor Mike Dunleavy cited the statistic in his weekly news briefing yesterday.
We're working really hard at making sure that we have tests available. We're testing folks to let them know if they in fact have been infected so they can get the medical care that they need.
Alaska has the second lowest death rate of residents with the virus after Hawaii, but the share of Alaskans who test positive has been increasing, and state and local health officials have said the number of new cases has been growing faster than the ability of public health workers to investigate everyone who COVID-19 patients have had close contact with. The news briefing also included new information on changes to testing related to travel that will go into effect on August 11th. Out-of-state travelers will be required to either have a negative test taken within 72 hours of departing for Alaska or proof that they have results of a test taken within 72 hours that are pending. Until out-of-state travelers have a negative test result, they will be required to self-quarantine. Also, non-resident travelers who haven't taken a test will still be able to take one on arrival in Alaska, but they will have to pay a fee and will be required to quarantine until they have a result. Children 10 years and younger won't be required to have tests. Crum also said tests would be available at airports for Alaskans who are flying to rural communities. And the first and only cruise ship to sail in Southeast Alaska during the pandemic reported having a positive case of COVID-19 on board on Tuesday. The Wilderness Adventurer, operated by UnCruise, left Juneau on a week-long trip on Saturday. All passengers were supposed to have been tested for COVID-19 before traveling to Alaska and boarding the boat. According to the City and Borough of Juneau, a passenger got a call after the ship left Juneau notifying them of the positive test result. According to an uncrewed press release on Tuesday, that passenger was tested 5 days before the trip and had arrived with a negative test result in hand. It was the second test at the Juneau airport that showed the passenger was positive. This is KTOO News.